You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Damn.
Yeah.
Shit, God. Yeah, nice
to get washed up. Damn, shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
While we was waiting on the, got breakfast biscuits in my teeth. While we was waiting on the show to start, I was trying to figure out what the fuck is Buster Douglas' real name, dog.
Buster.
Nigga name Buster, dog. Fucking Buster. Hey, we early. I don't even know what to do. We supposed to fuck around for like 5 more minutes. So we just don't get started this early.
Yeah, we're talking about Buster Douglas.
I'm curious, though. Anybody listening right now know what the fuck Buster real name is? Buster Douglas.
It's Buster, bro.
It can't be, dog. That can't be his real name. Fucking Buster Douglas.
Of course, you had a lot of Uncle Busters.
Yeah, that wasn't their real name.
Yes, they was.
Nah, dog. That's just what you called them for all their life.
Yeah, I don't think.
I had a cousin Buster and shit. Like, I never knew his name. Like, honestly, like, real shit. I never knew his name until he died. I seen it on the obituary. Like, damn. And I don't even remember it now. I always, like, my whole life I called him Buster, so I didn't know. I really thought, I was like you. I thought that was his real name.
That is his name, though.
He had a real name, and I can't, for the life of me, I can't remember what it was. But
any real boxing fans out there, help us out.
The fucking Buster Douglas' real
name. That was his name, man.
That couldn't have been his name, bro.
That's probably, okay, if his name was Buster, that's probably why he became a boxer then. Okay, to whoop people ass all his life.
I always called him Buster.
Teasing him because his name was Buster.
All right, man. All right, dog. We in this thing, dog. Niggas ain't checked in yet because they ain't used to us being on time for real. So let me pull up something that I wanted to give somebody a shout out. I can't remember.
Who it was.
Right, somebody got to know. It was something I was looking for.
I know it.
You know it?
I know his real name.
No, you don't.
I do.
How you know? You seen it somewhere? You just Googled it.
It just came to me.
Oh, shit. What is it?
James.
James?
James Buster Douglas.
Nah. Yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah. Dog, hold on. Wait a minute.
It's James Douglas.
That's got to be D. Will. Because it's ain't Kansas. But I know damn well Kansas don't know Buster Douglas' real name, dog. That's got to be D. Will, bro. This got me fucked up. Candace, tell me if that's you or not, dog. Because that's got to be D. Will. I know damn well she ain't coming all the way from a motherfucking island and know Buster Douglas. Oh, she said, no, it was her. She looked it up. Hey, because I was going to say, like, no, I know damn well she don't know Buster Douglas. So it is James, huh? James Buster Douglas. I don't remember that shit.
Just came to me.
Damn, I don't remember that shit at all, bro. Why the fuck is we even talking about Buster Douglas?
Because I think his name was Buster. His name was Buster. That's what it said on the goddamn.
They say his real name was Buster. All right, anyway.
They probably said James Buster Douglas, too.
They probably did. Yeah. I don't even remember, though. Buster Douglas Boxer. Remember that shit, though?
I think his name was James.
Yeah, I think Buster is cooler. That's a boxer. This nigga James Douglas. he had to be like JD or something. Like James Douglas sound like. All right, dog. We in this bitch, dog. I know who I want to give a shout out to.
Shout out to Buster Douglas.
Yeah, where is he? Where is Buster Douglas?
Somewhere asleep.
That nigga said somewhere asleep, dog.
Taking a nap.
Was he the only motherfucking heavyweight?
I think somewhere eating marshmallows with no teeth.
That won that bitch and lost his first title defense.
Was that his first one?
Yeah.
He had no other fights after what?
After he fought Tyson, he fought Holyfield and lost.
And that was it. He had to have some little fights in between.
I don't think so.
No,
I do not remember that.
Damn, I don't know. Shit. Let me see where he at. Farron just checked in on IG. What up, though?
What up, though?
Let me see. Louise Bannerman. What up, though?
Louise Bannerman was cracking.
No, that sounds like an official ass name, though. Louise Bannerman.
Hey, Candace, since you in the looking up mood, look up how many title fights Buster had before he lost the title.
She gonna have her on Googles and shit. Get your Google on. All right, so, yeah. Let's quit fucking around. Let's get to it, though. We ain't even intro this shit. All right, we in this thing, dog. You already know what it is. The livest cloud radio show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio. Live on your dial, man. Right this moment, this is the Wake and Bake Show. I got my man Angry Man in the building.
What up, though?
My man Monk Money holding it down.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205. We in this bitch, man, on a Friday. My man Cardio Cool's in the building. What up, though?
What up, though?
Dog, so real quick, before we get started, I'll probably give him a shout-out again, but shout-out to my man Lazar and my man Diddy. Go be down at East Town Liquor today, man. Uncle Nears giving away T-shirts from 3 until 5, dog, all right? So whenever you purchase a bottle of Uncle Nearest, you will get a free T-shirt from Uncle Nearest, obviously. This is at 10520 East Jefferson Avenue, dog. 10520 East Jefferson Avenue, East Town Liquor, dog. Pull up on my dogs, man. Buy some Uncle Nearest and shit. All right, so we did our little promo for the day. Hopefully they cut us a check. So it's been popping, dog. It's motherfucking Friday, dog. Week is almost over, basically, and shit. Angry Man, what's been popping with you, bro?
Nothing. Just trying not to be angry.
Yeah.
But
you sound a little less angry today. Mm-hmm. No, a little
that.
Bit.
Fuck that.
No?
Okay. I'm getting sick of these motherfucking women, dog.
I'm getting sick of this snow, but go ahead.
I can deal with the snow.
You know, I can. What happened?
Again. If I stand in the store one more time.
This is about great customer service again?
No.
All right, what's it about?
I was the customer this time.
Oh, shit. What happened?
If I stand in the store one more time and the bitch get out of line because she think I'm looking at her,
yeah.
I'm not going to be polite no motherfucking more. I'm warning you motherfuckers now.
That shit out the window with me.
I'm warning you motherfuckers now. Live on air. I apologize if you thought I was looking at you, but I wasn't. Keep it fucking moving. Okay? You say something else after that, I cannot promise you I'm not going to dive on your motherfucking ass.
So did something else happen? Because this sounds like a similar story.
No, it was kind of the same thing. But it happened again. Yeah. I don't know why the fuck these hoes think they get
at these bitches.
And I'm looking straight ahead. The bitch was wider than all outside. You couldn't help but see the bitch.
Ooh.
I'm standing.
Wider than all outside.
I'm standing there looking straight ahead, bitch. You in front of me. What the fuck am I supposed to look at?
Hey, I remember how I used to be in elementary school, though. She liked you.
Hey.
She's picking with you because she like you, dog.
The bitch was wide at I-94 going east. I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, and that motherfucker wide now.
I'm trying to tell you.
They just stretched that motherfucker out.
I mean, Monk, I couldn't help. I mean, it wasn't like I was looking at her, Monk. The bitch was in front of me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm staring off into space.
I just told you, elementary, man. She liked you.
Okay.
Might as well gave you, what you call that shit? A love tap. She gave you a love tap.
Okay.
Don't look at me no more. Nah, that little weak shit.
I'm gonna punch the shit out of that bitch dead, squinting the middle of her back.
Speaking of elementary, though, now remember Freaky Friday?
Freaky Friday?
Man, we done straight molested some girls and shit. Molested is probably not a good word.
No.
But you know what I'm saying, though.
But that's what you did.
Definitely some fucking sexual harassment, though.
Yeah, definitely what you did.
Man.
Absolutely. A lot of
people. Man, I remember. All right, so I probably shouldn't even be saying this, but it don't matter. But I remember when we was elementary school, dog, and Angry Man might remember her and shit. Motherfucking, damn, what was her name? Akika, dog. Remember Akika?
Sound familiar.
Akika Pitts. I remember her name because I had a super crush on her, dog. And she was the only one that would never let niggas touch her on Freaky Friday and shit. But one day, I fucked around and got to squeeze a little butt cheeks and shit, right? And got kicked out of school. This bitch told on me.
This sound like the wood.
Oh, just get ready to say
so, shout out to Akika Pitts, wherever she may be. Pretty sure she probably got a different last name now and shit. But she was, she was fine back then and shit, though. That, like, she was off limits, though. Like, niggas was like, no, don't fuck with her, though. You're going to get in trouble. And then I think she had a couple brothers and shit, too. But, you know, I ain't give a fuck, though.
The wood.
Yeah, I'm glad she ain't had no Stacy brothers. She'd have whooped my ass at the school looking at us, nigga. Because I don't know if I'd have handled it like Big Mike and shit. Got my ass beat. But anyway, man.
Yo, Mrs. Angry says she got into so many fights on Freaky Friday.
Dog, Freaky Friday, dog.
So that's pretty much how she learned how to fight, man.
Dog, straight. Said, my man Square checked in. What up, though?
What up, though?
Nobody touching her.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. That ain't no fair, though. If it's Freaky Friday, you free game.
I mean, but shit, you got to think, man. When we was in elementary school on Freaky Friday, you used to see girls literally run.
Hey, shout out to, see, Fair and Young and shit. So she like, wait, that was the day to let niggas touch you? Yes, nigga. It's Freaky Friday. Yes, I know. It was some ignorant shit.
And they didn't let us, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, some of them did.
Some of them did.
Some of them did. Yeah. Like, they was with the shits.
Yeah.
Like, ain't no Freaky Friday over here. That man come on and touch his ass and shit. That's what that meant. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? We used to do a bunch of freaky shit, though.
Man, stop talking
Shout out to my man Shine, though. I know he talked about this on the show, though.
I used to get it.
No, I used to, motherfucker. used to rub your knee on the motherfucker chick ass behind the motherfucker desk. Yeah. I do that shit all the time. Put your knee on that motherfucker, see if she say something like, oh, she like that shit, cuz. Hey, we was some little freaky niggas, man.
Y'all niggas out of cold.
Niggas ain't y'all niggas. Shut the fuck up.
I didn't do none of that.
You ain't do none of that shit. You ain't do Freaky Friday. Mm-mm. Get the fuck out of
here. I didn't.
Nigga, and you went to Vine and Osborne. You a goddamn lie. Well, niggas weren't doing that shit in high school. You just fucking in high school.
You wasn't doing that shit at Vine either.
Yeah, probably not. You probably
that
right.
That was an elementary school thing right there.
It was. Yeah, you right. It was, though.
You fuck around like that in Vine, you might come up missing.
You right,
you
though.
You gonna have about 12 Stacys outside waiting on your ass.
12 Stacys, though.
Real shit.
Fucking Freaky Friday.
Tell me, see, he didn't go there.
No, he didn't.
Nah, this nigga full of shit, though. You ain't, nigga, in elementary school, you ain't fuck with Freaky Friday.
No.
You ain't rubbing no bun cheeks with your knee and shit behind the motherfucking desk in elementary school. Nigga, goddamn.
I didn't touch a girl on Friday either. I gotta confess.
You niggas is lying, bro.
I'm not lying,
dead serious. I didn't.
I'm the only motherfucking dirtbag in this bitch?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to squeeze cheeks. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I didn't. I was afraid. I'm not going to lie.
Duh, this is the angry principal check that you're talking about. This sounds like white van and candy type behavior. Nigga, we was all kids. Like, that don't count. We was kids.
You got a lollipop, little girl.
We was kids. These niggas lying, though. Y'all niggas ain't keeping it 100.
I didn't.
No.
Damn.
Because I was afraid, dude.
Alright, well, high and go get it. I know y'all niggas played that shit.
That I did.
Damn, what's the difference then? Just didn't want to take that shit to school.
That one at school.
Niggas eating Kool-Aid out of motherfucking sandwich bags and shit. Everybody got mouth disease after that shit.
No, I'll tell you what the difference was. When I was in elementary school, I had the pleasure of living with my mother.
Yeah.
There was no getting kicked out of school, so.
Yeah.
Now, if I was staying with Pops at that time, oh, I'm smacking ass.
Yeah. You know, I think it said smacking ass.
He wouldn't have took it as hard as she would have took it.
Yeah.
You know, for sure. No, my mama wasn't playing this. She made that shit perfectly clear.
Yeah,
I was afraid.
Nigga said I was afraid. Anyway, dog, what else popping? Like, how we even get on this subject? Oh, because it's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's all that's going on. The chick all wide is all outside and shit. Think he was checking her out. Yeah, so what happened after that, though?
You know, she got to cussing at me and shit.
Damn. Bro, hold on, dog. You be telling these stories, bro. You must be saying something extra. Ain't nobody just gonna be flying off the handle cussing your ass out.
I think the reason why, you know, she was cussing at me because I was not responding to her. I was just standing there.
I told you, nigga, she likes you.
And then when she got to, you know, going a little hard, I just turned my back on and said, okay, I'm gonna stand over. I'm just gonna turn around.
Yeah.
And I turned, literally, put my back to her, you know, like, fuck it.
How did you say it though when she said what did she say like stop looking at me
she was like damn nigga that's mad disrespectful and I didn't say anything because I didn't think she was talking to me she had an earpiece in so I'm thinking she's on the phone so I just stood there thinking like she was like oh so you ain't gonna say shit
see again Farrah said she definitely liked you
again I'm thinking she's on the phone
yeah.
She was like man y'all niggas out here just don't know how to treat a woman and I'm standing there. And I said, excuse me, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
And she was like, hell yeah, I'm talking to you. Who else I'm talking to? I said, well, my bad if you thought I was looking at you. I'm sorry. I wasn't, though. I was just looking straight ahead.
See, that's when you were supposed to go ahead and add a little charm to that shit. You feel me?
Fuck that.
You were supposed to be like, damn, baby, I wasn't even looking at you, but you are quite the sight for sore eyes. That's what I said. And then I'd have laughed it off. She'd have laughed and shit. She'd have went about her day. That's what I'd have said.
And that bitch looked like death standing on the corner sucking on lifesavers.
That's cool, but somebody love her.
No, and that somebody's definitely
she's
not
She's probably me. Somebody's baby mama.
But she needed some lifesavers because she looked like death.
Speaking of which, dog, I'm just saying, I don't want to talk about nobody's baby mamas and shit, dog. But I seen a motherfucker at the liquor store last summer, dog. When I seen this motherfucker, I'm like, and I'm not exaggerating, dog. A gorilla, nigga. Like, gorilla. And I remember the dude came in, like, a nigga was coming in there, like, he knew her, so he hollered at her and shit. And, like, he was really trying to fuck. And then she got to saying something about her baby daddy. Like, she got a baby? And this nigga trying to fuck. I'm like, niggas just... Yeah. I mean, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even cute for real, nigga, but I'm just saying, bitch, you... I mean, it's somebody out here for everybody, dog. No, that's all I got to say
and
about
then, this. And then, let me tell you about the nigga that tried to check me about his bitch. Okay?
Yeah.
Once again, I just be ignoring motherfuckers. I was standing in the store again, staring off at the space. I just take it as a compliment. Again, I didn't think he was talking.
Bro, what do you be doing?
I don't be doing shit, man.
This nigga said staring off in the space. What you be doing, nigga?
I just be chilling, man.
You gotta start looking down at your phone, nigga. Look at the flow, son. Because you getting into too much trouble, nigga.
I know. And then, the nigga gonna say, I'll take it as a compliment. And then he said it again. And then he was like, damn, cuz, you ain't gonna respond back? I'm like, oh, damn, nigga, you was talking to me?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I saw you checking on my woman's ass. I looked at her, and I chuckled. And I'm in my head like, man, this bitch was 102 pounds, nigga.
Little booty looking ass. Little booty looking ass.
And at the time,
face ass girl.
At the time, I was high and I was drunk. And I did say this, though. I wasn't checking out your woman, dog. I apologize if you think I was, but I'm just chilling. He's like, no, I saw you looking at her ass. I said, man, hold on, man. My wife's ass, one of her ass cheeks is bigger than your wife's entire ass, bro. Nobody want that little ass shit, nigga. I got kids with bigger ass than that.
No, you didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
So you trying to get shot at the motherfucker. I'm about to say at the club. You about to try to get shot at the little
stuff. And she was standing there chuckling. I guess she felt honored because he was defending her.
Yeah.
Bitch, wasn't nobody looking at you?
Yeah.
Okay, even if she was. You know how many times I done caught a nigga checking out Miss Angry Ass?
Yeah.
I caught one nigga and I said something to him, and me and him just chucked it up and nodded each other off and kept it moving.
Right.
When he didn't know I was with her.
Yeah, it ain't no point in getting into all that unless the nigga run up on her or some shit. Right. Like, I ain't going through all that shit.
We were at a restaurant.
Look at this ass. She's like, ass.
Yeah, I mean, it's a compliment.
It's a compliment. Hell yeah.
I went to the bathroom, and when I come back, when she saw me coming, she got up and just started walking out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking behind her, but I'm a few feet behind her.
Yeah.
And then my man, sitting there with his boy, they chucking it up or whatever. He happened to just turn and look as she walked past, and I was like, you like that, huh, bro? He was like, oh, damn, that's you. I was like, I don't worry about it. He was like, no diss.
Right.
No diss.
That's
okay.
It. Yeah, it's over.
Nigga, I see what you see.
Right.
Hell yeah. That's why she mad.
Right. I see what you see, nigga.
Hell yeah. Man, we done talked a long time. Like, my bad, dog. My buddy, what's going on with you, dog? My fault. We got all up into a tangent. My bad, nigga. Lauren just checked in, though. What up, Lauren? Shy just checked in. Talking about my uncle here, Mike and Leroy, and the biggest boss, June Bug. What a fucking June Bug. What the fuck is anyway, dog?
Yeah, nigga, Leroy.
Leroy. Anyway, dog, what's popping with you, dog?
Hey, fucking nothing Leroy. Nothing much, bro. Like I said, keeping it low to the flow like an ant, bro. Staying out the way, bro. Shit, man. Like I said, nothing, bro.
Yeah.
Like I literally did. Nothing.
Hey, that's what's up. Well, I know what you did, dude. Nigga, you fucked up and ate two bowls of Apple Jacks last night.
Yeah,
like, nigga.
That shit got me.
When's the last time a nigga had Apple Jacks, though? Man. Anyways, like, first of all, niggas can't, like, we old. We can't eat cereal for real.
No.
But this nigga had Apple Jacks. Now, who the fuck eats Apple Jacks? Them bitches ain't even good.
Yes, they was.
Bro, the Apple Jacks so not good, bro.
When that milk was cold, that bitch was good. I ate another bowl. Like,
shit. And then you had to run to the bowl.
Why do they call them Apple Jacks? They don't even taste like apples.
They don't? Uh-uh. Yeah, don't they?
A little bit.
Oh, I ain't had nothing so long. I thought they did.
Mm-mm.
No?
Not really.
Apple cinnamon? Shit, I don't know. Mm-mm. Oh, Farron said she eat that shit. I don't know. You and her got the last two boxes at Kroger's and shit.
No. It was a lot of box gum.
Shit, I don't fuck with that shit, dog.
I don't even eat cereal.
Yeah, I fuck with cereal. Like if I ain't got nowhere to go that day, cause shit, once you eat cereal, it's a wrap. Yeah, you posted it.
I'm waiting on the Black Captain Crunch, nigga. Until they come out with a Black Captain Crunch, I ain't eating cereal.
I mean, he already black. He got to be mixed or something's Captain. It ain't Captain, so it's got to be some black in him.
We call him. That's what I want. I want a Captain Crunch. I don't want the Captain Crunch.
That's what it is. It is Captain.
No, it's Captain.
It's Captain.
Mm-mm.
Damn, am I tripping?
That's just what we call
it. It's Captain.
Yes.
This whole time. You lying.
It's Captain Crunch.
Man. Dog, I didn't know that. I always thought. Oh, not yet. Right. I'm about to be though. All right, nigga. So we got to get around to some real shit. I don't know. I ain't been doing shit either. What's today? Friday? So it's Friday. Let me see. What was that again? If you in the Detroit area, man, slide down on the homies and shit. Gonna be at East Town Liquor. 10520 East Jefferson Avenue, dog. It's going to be the Uncle Nears reps down there. From 3 until 5, you get a free t-shirt if you buy a bottle of Uncle Nearest, dog. The shit is good too. So
yeah, I do have a party, man. Right? I do want to mention that though. I do have a little small shindig.
Okay.
Party for two to today.
Good.
We'll give you photos later on. You know what I'm saying? How I get down. You know what I mean?
Catch oh yeah. Don't know, forget. Yeah. That's today.
Yeah.
What time?
You catering the party or something?
5 o'clock.
The two people.
Oh, okay.
Damn, that's what's up.
Sounds like I got work to do today. I forgot. But yeah, so be on the lookout for those pictures and videos and shit, just like the mouth watering steak video from last week and shit. See my man doing his thing.
We gotta get you.
That's what they wanted. They saw them steaks and they want.
Yeah, yeah. Word.
We gotta get you an E Block chef jacket, man.
Oh, that should be fire. That should be fire. Yeah, that should be fire.
Something to say E Block on it.
Yeah.
Get your E Block chef jacket.
We gonna work on that shit,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's
live. Yeah, for sure. Outside of that, man, shit. Same old shit. I think it was something. I don't think it was nothing I want to talk about. I think we about to get into our for real.
Well, let's go. We've been talking about bullshit for the last half hour.
Yeah, but I mean that's what we do though. Yeah. We entertain it on the Friday and shit. Dude, well, shout out to the new president and vice president and shit. I did watch the inauguration. I did miss the young lady who was the youth poet laureate. Evidently she did like a dog ass poem and I missed it. I need to see the replay. I heard she did a dog ass poem, a little black girl and shit, so that was fire. From what I understand, I want to hear the poem myself though, so I can check it out. Outside of that, the only thing that fucked me up with I mean, it wasn't shit, but it's just like I wasn't expecting J-Lo to perform at the inauguration. I don't know, it just kind of threw me for a loop a little bit.
The vice president is Latino.
Yeah, I guess so. Or is she? I don't know what she is. She just mixed with a whole gang of shit.
I think she like black and Indian.
Some shit. I don't know. She a whole bunch of shit. But yeah, my man Dre just checked in. What up, though? Yeah, I think that was about it. The inauguration shit. That's all that shit happened. And nothing happened. So no, nobody got killed in them shit.
It ain't no more different than Lady Gaga singing.
Yeah, you right, though. Lady Gaga can sing her ass off, though.
Yeah, she can.
Yeah, for sure. Low key, she can sing for real. All right, we about to get to our for real topic, man. If you've been following us on Instagram, Twitter, motherfucking Facebook, all that good shit. You gotta know what we're talking about today, man. We wanna know, is it a thing if your mate don't post you on social media, dog? That's what we wanna know. Hit me in the comment box right now, man. You can hit me in the comment box on that shit, IG, Facebook, Twitter, all that shit. If you're on IG, though, you can hit that join button and come in and talk shit live like you're in the motherfucking studio.
Right here.
We gotta go to commercial break real quick, but when we get back, we wanna see some answers, dog. And then I got some comments I wanna read, too, from earlier, because I posted it earlier. And we'll get y'all feedback and we'll talk a little shit, man. But till then, you already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio live on your dial. Right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show, dog. We be back in like 1 minute.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
The eBlock Radio Podcast Network loves our fans, and we need your help. Click the link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page. You can help us continue to deliver informative and funny entertainment as we've always done. But not only that, you'll have a chance to win free gifts, cash prizes, and get access to behind-the-scenes footage, videos, and photos. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and click that link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page.
ThePartinMyEastSide.com. We've got t-shirts, long sleeve tees, snapbacks, skull caps, and yeah, we even got hoodies. Use the promo code eblockradio to get 15% off right now.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Check one, check two. We live in the building, man. You already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show motherfucker. On the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio Live on your dial. Right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. I got my man Angry Man and Monk Money holding it down.
Yep.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, nigga. Red Zone, cuz.
What it do?
Alright, so look, dog. We, while we was on commercial break, shout out to May May and Ashley out in Charlotte, man. What up, though? Sending they love. Gigi just what checked up, in. Life Unplugged podcast just checked in. Ivy Nicole, what up, though? She said, hey, y'all.
What up, though?
You know what I'm saying? That's our politician homie and shit.
What's up, Miss Ivy?
Hey, look, before we get to the for real shit, though, we was just having a discussion over the commercial
man,
break,
I
dog.
Don't believe what the fuck? Say that. I can't believe you about to ask y'all this.
I'm curious, though. And what was we even talking about to even get to this?
I don't know.
But anyway, dog, green eggs and ham, dog. The Dr. Seuss shit. Is it a such thing as green eggs? What were they referring to when they said green eggs, dog?
And ham.
So I mean, green. The ham is just and ham. It's just like and ham, not green eggs and green ham.
It's green. It was both of them was green. Look it up.
Was it? Yeah. I don't even remember the story for it. Green eggs, ham. What the fuck do that even mean?
Nothing, man. What the fuck?
It had to be a meaning behind that shit.
You didn't even smoke it.
I'm about to, though. I got a little punk-ass joint.
He ain't smoking.
About to smoke that bitch.
Where Google Candace at? Nah, you got another job now. You know who else might get this shit? Gigi. What?
Oh, she. What? I don't know. She on there. I don't think she ain't probably listening to that shit. Niggas want to read their real answers, though. Let me get to the real shit,
y'all
dog.
Talking about some goddamn green eggs.
This is green eggs and ham. Don't forget, man. If you're watching right now, you can click that. Click that Patreon link in our description, man. And you can become a patron of our podcast for as little as $5 a month.
That's it.
Or if you want to do just a one-time thing, you can hit that E-Block Radio Podcast Cash App, dog. And you can make some donations and make it easier for us to keep bringing you the creativity that you love, yes. Like green eggs and fucking ham, because it's obviously a reason for
it.
All right, let's get to it, dog.
Just love it.
Yo, made on social media heavy, dog, but she ain't posting you, bro. Is that a motherfucking problem? Cuz Angry Man, what you say, bro? Is it a problem if you ain't posting your mate on social media, bro?
Hell to the no.
Ain't no problem.
I don't give a fuck.
Ain't no problem.
So how long it took me to get behind this motherfucking camera?
Listen,
I don't want to be seen.
I think that's different for you because you don't post shit anyway.
I don't give
a
shit.
So maybe that's why.
I don't give a shit.
You don't give a shit.
I can care less.
Dude.
I don't give a fuck about shit like that.
Dude.
I don't.
Dude.
I don't even like my kids being posted on Facebook.
Dude.
Don't put pictures.
I feel that a lot of people don't post their kids at all.
Don't do that shit. I don't care how old they are. Don't put them on there. Don't put me on there.
Yeah.
If you choose to be on there, show your face with your family and your friends. Mm-hmm. That's your business.
Yeah.
But if you post me, nigga, you better get permission first. Don't put
so
me out
no,
there like that.
Ain't no Christmas matching motherfucking pajamas pictures.
Oh, we have pictures.
I'm talking about social media though.
I mean, if you post a holiday picture, that's fine. But don't just be randomly posting my ass out there, though.
Don't do man crush Monday and shit.
No, hell no.
A motherfucking jet centerfold follows and shit. No, that ain't gonna work.
No, I don't want to be out there like that.
I figured, dude.
He say no.
More money, what you say, bro?
Man, I'm with it. I don't give no fucks, bro.
Dude.
Like honestly, bro. Like long as I'm getting love and affection, long as I'm getting love and affection when I get to that bitch. That's all I care about. I don't give a fuck about no goddamn social media. That's another way social media is causing trouble in motherfuckers' lives.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's another reason. I'm not about to let that make me a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give no fucks about no shit like that. Social media, long as you get some kisses and hugs and some humps when I get to that.
He said some humps.
When I get to that
social media.
Fuck social media. Fuck me, please.
Nah, real shit. That nigga said fuck me.
Right.
Fuck social media, nigga. Fuck me.
That's the only fucking going on around
that's
here.
That's the only thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give, there ain't none of that
y'all
shit.
Y'all wild.
That shit's just another obstacle we put in our fucking way, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it need not to be there, bro. Like, long as you know you getting fucked over. You know when you get treated like shit. So social media ain't going to be the only outlet that's going to show you that he's fucking over you, ding dong.
Dude.
You know what I'm saying? That's not the only outlet. So if you know he coming home late at night, 4 o'clock in the morning, every night and shit.
You worry about social media.
You worry about social media.
You got the wrong shit, right?
You better look in another different direction. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
Dude.
Because you know when you get treated like shit, it ain't social media. Just because they don't post me on social media, like, that would mean I ain't shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Motherfuckers show me love every day.
For sure.
I don't fuck about no goddamn social media.
I figured, dude. And what about the, Angry Man, I'm going to ask you, well, no, we'll come back around and get to that shit, though. So I'm going to say, no, for me, it don't really make a difference. And that's the reason it don't make a difference for me is because I post too much motherfucking anyway and shit. Because of this shit and the other four motherfucking podcasts, I post a lot anyway. So I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I don't think it really makes a difference. I do feel like for women, though, I think it's a little different. I do think that women expect you to, like, show them off, I guess, at some point. So I think for women, I think it might be a bigger situation. Let me read some of these comments, though. Gigi said, no, it ain't no issue. When the fuck is Easy Street? When is Easy Street doors open? The real reason why I'm here, though. See, Big Grin said on the first, so I guess that's when it's going to happen. Fan said, no problem at all. I don't want people in my business like that anyway. If I was married for years, maybe. But people break up too much for me and shit. Yeah, okay, I can feel that. So she said, nah. So T just checked in. I wonder what she's still to say.
What'd she say?
She didn't say anything. Yeah. And she just says that she joined. Let me see. Reed just checked in. What up, though?
What up,
She said, yes, he have a problem with not being posted on social media. Shaking my head. I don't care, though. No, for real? So that's the other way around. So she's saying that dude got an issue with it. Like, I wanted, like, I ain't trying to put, like, all your business out and shit, but, like, what do we be saying, Reed? Like, what do you be saying? Like, do we check you about it? Or, like, do you feel some kind of way? Do you say something about it? I ain't never really been in a situation where I felt the need to be.
Like, but my thing is, like, We know he there. He know he there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he said, we know, like, he know, everybody know.
Everybody know. It's her social media. You know what I'm saying? That's her shit. That's her shit, yeah. Like, I mean, I don't care. Me personally, yeah. I wouldn't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's your shit. You know what I'm saying? That's just like your purse and my wallet. That's your shit. You don't fuck with my
right.
shit. That's my shit.
My idea there, not yours,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So,
my thing is, if you don't post me and somebody commenting your shit, the next post, you better post is I'm taken.
Yeah.
Outside of that, you ain't got to show me.
Right. I don't think it's really an issue for you. My man Vince just checked in. She called him Vince today. She gonna be Vince or Vincent or Boo Boo. Which one's gonna be?
I'm not calling him Boo Boo.
Nah. My nigga Vincent.
My nigga Boo Boo.
Say what up, though. Shamar checked in. What up, though? He said, it's not an issue for me, but I feel people need validation on social media, which is crazy.
Crazy.
Is that, that's what it is, though? Validation?
I think so.
That might be what it is.
It gotta be that.
That might be what it is. Let me see. Oh, she said, yes, why you post me? Post me on your IG. I guess that's what Dog be saying. It'll never get to that point. Like, I mean, for real, like you said, in most situations, everybody know. Yeah, everybody know and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody know you.
Whoever don't know, like, who don't get, I don't give a fuck.
Me either.
And I ain't gonna lie, though. In my previous relationship and shit, I used to post her all the time and shit. And it didn't matter. Like, I still got accused, nigga. So, shit, what the fuck? I might as well have not been posting her ass. So I posted her, motherfucking Woman Crush Wednesday and shit. Yeah. Look at my baby, all this little weak shit. And I still got accused. So, shit, I might as well have not posted her ass and
for
shit.
For real.
Right.
But you was in social media prison, nigga. That's what that was.
Social media prison?
Yeah.
Why you say that?
Cause, nigga, you had restrictions and rules, nigga. You probably had to.
Yeah, dog.
She told me.
First of all, don't nobody make me do shit, cuz.
Yeah.
Hello.
Nigga?
Hello.
Hello. Seriously? Did you just say that?
Hello. Is this thing on?
Did you just say that, nigga?
Yes, nigga. It's cute, doggy dog, bite. Well, don't you ever forget that shit, cuz.
Now, yeah. Come on, man.
Don't you ever forget that shit, cuz.
Let me help him out.
I'm just going to say the Red Bloom Saloon. I ain't gonna even going to put him out there.
Oh, niggas got all kind of jokes.
Purses and high heels, nigga.
Yeah.
Purses and high heels, nigga.
Get the fuck out of here. All right, anyway.
Yeah.
Ivy said, oh, shit, hold on. Ivy said, don't post me. I'm under the radar enough. All right, so she don't even want to get posted and shit. Huh. And I think that's the case for a lot of people. K Simone, what up, though? She said, social media shouldn't be this damn important. I know. But in this damn age, it's made so important. I think the issue comes to play when a person tries hard not to post you. I guess that's the, that might be the difference though. I guess, right? fuck you, fam. You ain't shit. Anyway, dog, that's a complete insider. She gonna talk about cuddle bear ass. That's a complete insider.
Cuddle bear ass.
Dog. It's a complete insider, dog. Not the ass part, but the cuddle bear part. Oh, okay. Y'all niggas goofy.
Shit,
bro.
We need to talk about something.
I'm mad that she even know that, though. How the fuck she know that? God,
posting shit on social media.
Right, whatever. Let me see. My man Vincent said, "Tell him, Big Q." LaJuan just said, "My mate is old school, so it don't matter. My mate wasn't friends on my page for the longest, but once he did, he became a little insured. Insured.
What does that mean?
Or did she mean insecure? Sure, maybe she meant insecure. Shit, I'm not sure. Let me see. Dre said, "Man, I read a meme that said something like the internet used to be the escape from the real world. Now the real world is an escape from the internet." Dog, that's real shit. That is some true shit though.
That's
right. Lauren said it's not an issue as long as his status says in a relationship. Period. Now hold on. So is that a thing? Like even when I was in situations, nigga, I never changed that. Like I never put on there like nigga in relationship. No, I never changed the relationship status. Is that a thing? Insured. Oh, like insured. Like I got you. I understand. Yeah. All right, I got you. I was thinking something else. I got you. But was that a thing though? Do y'all niggas like change y'all shit or do you even look at that shit?
No.
Right. I never looked at that shit.
Me either. I don't know what the fuck is. I don't even know how to get to it.
Right. Yeah. Yo ass probably don't. For real. So you don't know how to do nothing on the computer.
Yeah. I get to that motherfucker, dog. You know?
Okay, yeah, we right. It was insecure. I got you. It is insecure.
But my thing is, if you're going to be on social media like that, you should at least, you know, put in a relationship so motherfuckers will know.
Think so?
Yeah.
But, I never do that shit.
But it don't matter.
I'm probably doing that shit unless I'm married. They don't put married on there.
Man, none of that shit, bro. None of that shit matters.
It don't matter.
My man K just checked in. What up, though?
As long as I go home and I get the same loving that I normally get.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I did.
If that shit changed, then yes, I'm going to start wondering about everything, not just the motherfucking internet. That ain't my issue.
Yeah.
Your issue shouldn't be the internet. If that's the case, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I said, you know when you've been treated fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You feel it. You see it.
Right.
You
know that's before you looked at the status.
The issue should be if she blocked your ass from reading her shit.
Yeah. All right. So what about that though?
That's,
like,
that's the issue.
Is it important? Because I know some couples who don't follow each other on social media. Like for that reason, like they don't even want the situation. Like they not that they try to hide anything. They just don't want this shit to come up, so they just don't follow each other at all.
Give me the option not to follow you.
Yeah,
don't block me.
Yeah, oh yeah. If you block me, that's weird.
No, that's a problem.
If you block me, that's hella weird.
No, like, that's a problem. Yeah. Don't block me. Give me the issue because I'm not the type of guy that's gonna sit back and follow everything she posts. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I got enough trust in you to know if you're on social media. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, social media is entertainment. You know, give you something to do, you know, yada yada yada. Mm-hmm. But if I'm just on there and I, you know, try to, you know, see what you talking about, mm-hmm. and I'm blocked, what the fuck are you hiding right here?
And I'm gonna tell you like this, man. Women super motherfucking sneaky anyway, so it don't even matter for real if they posted they dude on social media. Cause I done seen women with Man Crush Monday post what they dude and everything, and like be all in my DMs and shit. Like, so I don't want to put nobody on blast and shit, but y'all know who y'all are.
Head in my lap. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. So, wow. So I'm just saying y'all out there. And it's unfortunate. So like you posting your dude or you posting your chick or whatever, it don't mean that they ain't shit popping. So like you gotta know what's going on in your relationship, regardless of social media. You can't be using social media as how you look at your relationship. Like hopefully you not doing that, cause if you are, then you about to be in trouble, dog. Hold on, I missed the whole gang shit, dog.
Yeah, it's been a lot of comments popping in there.
Jay Dolla Sign checked in. What up, though? He said it doesn't matter to me. I like when people don't know what they think or think what they know. That's when loose lips get twisted around folks' face. for talking too much and shit. Dog, that's I think that's true and shit. I mean, and then like when you're looking at social media, you can create whatever scenario you want to. At that point, that is how a lot of bullshit gets started, though.
That's why, like, if I'm in an in-depth conversation, don't text me, motherfucker.
It's easy to get words fucked up when you texting and shit. So that's just like social media. Mike Doe just checked in. What up, though? Wanda says social media can change some people's feelings about others. Don't know why, because it doesn't matter. I can do with it or without social media. I know, I think we all say that, but like social media has become such a, like, it's a part of our life now. Like, you know what I'm saying? I am curious though. Like, we do a lot of, I mean, we do a lot of shit. It's a lot of podcasts. We interact with a lot of people. So I just wonder, like, if I wasn't doing this, like, what would I actually be talking about on social media? Like, I'm wondering. Like, I don't even know what I'll be talking about. Probably goofy shit, I guess. I don't know.
No, a lot of people got social media twisted. It was actually probably, you know, invented for motherfuckers that, you know, to keep in touch with people.
Yeah, I mean, you essentially,
know,
yeah.
You know, I mean, because think about it. When we was in college, that shit started off with, what, the chat room, nigga?
Hell yeah. Fucking AOLs and
shit. Yeah, and then after the chat room. The motherfuckers, you know, supposed to be able to keep in contact with people that you can't normally keep in contact with. And then the shit just elevated and elevated and elevated and escalated and elevated. And then, to be real, social media helped a lot of motherfuckers. A lot of motherfuckers got, you know, careers and money and
pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
say what it is.
I mean, all, because of social media. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it did help a lot of motherfuckers, but...
So some niggas want to get no pussy.
None
whatsoever.
But you got to think, you know, social media is a gift and a curse at the same goddamn time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a gift because motherfuckers, you know, can actually get out there and express themselves and make some money and, you know, get on and live. And then it's the curse because how many marriages and relationships then broke up because of this bullshit?
Yeah, that's unfortunate, though. If you let social media break up your marriage, that's super goofy to me.
That's what I'm saying. You put more obstacles in your way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's like, super goofy.
That's why I won't give a fuck about no goddamn social media. As long as my shit stay the same at home, dog.
So you straight.
Hell yeah. I make sure I got two pork chops.
Two pork chops, dog.
And some humps. I'm going to give me some humps out there, motherfucker.
Dog, we all right. Get to some of these comments right quick.
Keep the humps. Just get rid of the pork chops.
Right. Fuck the pork chops. Gigi said, not necessary, but when your mate knows your audience be on bullshit, they're probably making an issue to validate. But that's stupid. Social media is no place to validate your relationship, dog. That's the realest shit ever.
Nope.
K-Small says, not an issue, but don't be on social media going over and beyond. Make it seem like it's no one there. If we out, don't go over and beyond not to catch me in pictures and etc. Dog, I can understand that. Like, if you going over the top, like, you trying to post everything to make it seem like you single, like, that mean you doing too much.
Like, y'all in motherfucking Jamaica and you ain't got no pictures of her. You got pictures of you on the horse, you know, the water and shit. Your feet up on that motherfucking cabana and shit.
It's on the cabana.
But no, like I said earlier, you know, certain things, you know, I'll give a pass to. You know, if we on a vacation, okay, cool. If we taking holiday pictures, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But all that other bullshit.
All that other bullshit, huh?
No, I'm not. I'm more like a family social media guy.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean? If we taking shit, you know, it's a picture of us together on holidays or vacation, like he said, then okay, cool.
Yeah.
I get that. You know, you want everybody to see that you happy, you got your family and everybody. But that everyday bullshit, no, that's not happening with me.
So, Quan just checked in. What up, though? E-Block in the building.
What's up, Quan?
She said, well, I have been on both sides. My ex never posted me at all, never mentioned me or nothing. And I had a big issue with it because I felt like he was hiding. He had some BS excuses, but come to find out, he was protecting somebody else's feelings. Reason he's my ex now. But the relationship I'm in now, he posts me, he promotes my business, he tagged me in stupid posts for laughs, and I love it. All right, so I think that's an extreme, and I think that's the extreme we was talking about. Mm-hmm. That nigga doing way too much. Yeah, like, when you doing way too much of anything, like, it's gonna be probably an issue.
I mean, it's gonna come to the light, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely gonna see the light.
Dre says status is a way for people to be in your business. If you have your status as in relationship or married, and it changed, niggas be like, what happened? Right. Maybe the setting updated, and now everyone thinking there is an issue. Yeah, that is a thing though. Like, if you if your shit said married and then next week it say single, niggas gonna be like all in your inbox like shit, hey girl, what happened to you and shit, all that little weak shit.
I mean, but
that's like some attention shit though.
To piggyback off what Quan said, you know, it's like, you know, you gotta think about it this way. A lot of motherfuckers, I mean, if you got a good looking woman, I'm not posting you at all. You know what I mean? I don't want, you know, I'm only gonna post you doing the family shit. I don't want motherfuckers all up in my shit. You know what I mean? Because, you know, once you post it, niggas are, I mean, I'm sitting between two dirt bags. You know what I mean?
Excuse me?
Niggas are vultures out here, dude.
Hello?
You know what I'm saying?
Hello? Is this thing on?
Why he put me in there, motherfucker?
Okay, well, we'll call him the dirtbag. Okay, damn. Because he is. He's a fucking dirtbag, man.
I don't know what the fuck I do.
For all the ladies out there listening, I'm not a dirtbag. I'm a sensitive young man.
What the
dog? I'm a sensitive young man.
So now you Ralph Trash, man.
Yeah. Hey, y'all said it.
We back.
Remember, y'all be singing the whole motherfucking song. Sensitive nigga, so own that shit now.
It is in love.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You feel me? Fuck you, man. Dog.
Now we back to that. Now we back to that.
But I wanted to say, if my mate sees someone liking my post or pics too much, his mind goes to Wonderland. Is that a thing though? Like, so if your woman posts a picture and like niggas, it'd be like a million likes and all that shit, and like niggas all the comments.
If that's my lady, she knows she shouldn't have her ass out booing, twerking on the motherfucking camera, and she got 100 likes. Mm. 9 times out of 10, that's what the 100 likes gonna come from.
They ain't gonna come from shit else.
They ain't gonna come from shit else. You know what I'm saying? Unless you got that motherfucker on that motherfucker showing that thing, then definitely that's an issue. But you already knew that before you even got with her, so you just can't blame it on social media. You know you married a hoe.
Dog. Hey, so look, what about that though?
Say it again.
You know you married a hoe.
Preach, nigga.
Hey, what about that though? I'm about to read these couple comments and shit real quick. You say, yeah, it's true, but you gotta know yourself, your own relationship. Plus, I never post much because I don't like my life business open up for people. Love to keep you guessing, for sure. I feel that. Jay Dollar Sign said, relationships is the pathway to arguments. Women always go question what you like or follow on social media. For sure, it's all types of eye candy pages on mine. No woman will approve, real talk. But it's all artificial. I don't know them girls. They live in L.A., nigga. For sure. He's talking about dirt bags. Yeah, this nigga called us legit dirt bags.
She
did, bro. I just looked at that shit. I swear to God. So, angry man, that was his reason. But I still felt like, damn, I could at least get a happy birthday. I mean, I know I'm fine and all, but damn. She's silly as hell.
Like, nah, man.
My man Diddy just checked in. What up, though?
There. I don't want you out there like that. Yeah. You know, some guys can't, you know, deal with that. And never say my government name on the air again.
For sure. And low-key, Diddy, you just checking in, man. I gave y'all a shout out earlier and shit, but while you online and shit, I give y'all a shout out again. Make sure y'all pull up on my guys, man. I'm about to tell you where at real quick and shit, because I read the shit and now I can't find it. Because obviously I can't never do shit when it's time to do that shit. Oh, here you go. Alright, so yeah, shout out to my guys. Go be down at East Town Liquor, man. 10520 East Jefferson Ave. Pull up between 3 and 5, dog. Get you a bottle of Uncle Nears and get you a free motherfucking t-shirt. You feel me?
Yeah.
And this motherfucking dog. So, sometime they go cut us this check. Hey, so look. This is what I was getting ready to say, though. Have you, or if you was in a situation where you met a chick and, like, you didn't meet her on social media, but she do have, like, a lot of provocative shit on social media. Do you expect her to change that shit once you get in a relationship with her? Or you expect her to keep doing the same shit? Like, if you go on her social media after you start talking to her, there's a whole bunch of ass and titties, whole bunch of motherfucking, whole bunch of TikTok videos where they're twerking and shit. Like, do you expect that shit to change?
It depends.
I mean, yeah, it's gonna change.
It depends.
It's gonna be me next to her.
It's
what the fuck you talking about? Like,
it's your government that popped up, gray head, man.
Well, you got the hair products, nigga. Hook me up. Shit.
Right.
But, nah, it all depends. You know what I mean? If that's her money move, like I said, it depends. If that's how she make her money and she's actually doing it and not performing it, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what I mean? Then, I don't expect it to change. You know, if she on that motherfucker dancing, then this is how she make her money. Because a lot of people make their living off social media.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If that's, you know, if she just doing it, okay. But as long as you not performing it and doing it, then, hey, it is what it is. I knew that walking into that relationship.
Right.
You know what I mean? Had to.
I knew that walking into it.
That's probably how you met.
So my man did it, said, nah, she can keep it going, just don't post me.
Exactly.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Period. You know, you got a good point, big fella. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you got a point. Like I said, I knew that walking into it. You know what I mean? If you walked into Lady Eloise and then
Marcus.
Yeah, and this is what she do, or you know, I mean, like I said, I mean a lot of people are making their living and their livelihood off social media. You know what I'm saying? So I mean,
what is it?
Yeah, you gotta know what you're walking into. If you walked into it and you know she can keep it professional.
Like I said, good. Fuck it, I agree with Angry Man. Don't be her simp, be her pimp.
There you go. There you go. Preach, man. Preach.
No, he said that was Jay Dolla $ign. He said, I posted my lady one time and got over 150 hits. I was like, hell no. It's enough dealing with being in public, and every 5 minutes is another person looking at my chick. And some folks get real disrespectful with shit. Mm-hmm. Situation can turn ugly real quick.
It can.
Yeah, so that's what you was talking about and shit too, right?
Yeah, he's definitely right about that.
Dude.
You know what I mean, it's like, you know, if a motherfucker catch you checking his woman out and he didn't know y'all were together, as long as he respectful about it, yeah, I don't have an issue with it.
Hey, so look, so Quan said, then we gonna get to you real quick and shit. But Quan said, my dude started posting me and I started getting friend requests from his homies. Said he was mad as hell. Would you be mad about that though?
No.
I mean, because if they your homies, like, they know your girl anyway. Yeah. I guess if it's your real girl, right. I figure your niggas do know her anyway.
Right. I've seen her before.
It all depends on what your intentions are. Yeah. You know, Quan's situation is different. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, she has a business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's a businesswoman. So.
Right.
I would expect my homies, you know, to friend request.
Because we need to share our shit or whatever.
Yeah, you know that. Now, if that's the situation, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If a nigga in our DL talk about shit, is that nigga treat you right?
Yeah,
right,
you know, right. Now, then right. That's when the bullshit come out.
Like, I know.
Well, you shouldn't be mad unless you think some way about your homies, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you feel like your niggas is on that type of shit, then you probably need to change your niggas.
Yeah. I mean, my circle, I don't have a problem with that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You need to change your niggas.
Like I said, in her situation, she's a full fledged businesswoman.
Yeah.
So I would want my homies to, friend request.
I want everybody who got dollars, nigga, to do that shit.
Because, you know motherfuckers that know motherfuckers. You know motherfuckers that know motherfuckers.
Yeah.
That's going to help my girl with her business. And you know, she gonna step it off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I know that was always my situation, though, because I got a lot of females on my, my timeline and shit like that. So that shit could be a problem. I don't know. I don't interact.
That shit ain't no fucking problem.
I mean, it could be shit. I don't know.
But see, people make it a problem.
No, my thing is this. You know, you should peep that before the friend request even come in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because if we homies, obviously she didn't came around us.
Mm-hmm.
You should peep.
Well, I'm just talking about.
You should have peeped that steelo a long time ago.
Yeah. I'm just talking about me. But anybody talking to me and shit just got to know that, like, I post every day, like, about this shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on social media all the time. And just quite honestly, our demographic, nigga, is 60% women, 40% dudes. So it's mostly women that listen to our show. So I get a lot of random friend requests, and they mostly women and shit. So I just have to be upfront with that shit. Anybody that I'm talking to should know that already, though. Like, if they watch this show or know me, like, nigga, I'm open with that shit. Like, it's a lot of women that we come in contact with. It just is. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, right now, I'm single, so it don't really matter. But I'm just saying, like, when you together, then I guess you just got to have that conversation to make that person feel comfortable, I guess. Like, I don't know.
No, you just got to let them know right off the rip. You know what I mean? You know, you got, in the beginning, you know, I do social media shit. So there's going to be a lot of women contacting me. I'm going to contact a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm the type of guy to give you my phone and just tell you, look, go through it. There's going to be a lot of women in there. Yeah. Like, this is what I do. I'm, you know what I'm saying?
But money ain't feeling this shit. I didn't say fuck y'all, cause real quick though, K Simone said, you know what you was getting into when you got with her, but things should change on her end a little to be more respectful to the relationship. But don't make her change. You came to this.
There you go. That's real.
That's how you met her.
Let me see. My man Larry Revenge just checked in. What up, though? He said, no, nigga, Tasha ain't trying to make Ghost a businessman. He wanted that can't fall in love with open ass, then want to close shop. What she gonna do now? And shit. Yeah, I guess that's true, though, right? If that's what she do, You know what I'm saying? J. Cool said, just stay out their DMs. Hey, look, you gotta, hey, for real, you gotta tell them to stay out mine and shit. Like, for whatever reason, I'm a hot commodity out here and shit, dog. A little bit. If you want to go in my inbox and shit, it's open. Q.Lewis313. All right, it's about time to get up out of here, dog. Before I get everybody here fucked up and shit. What I want to say. That's it, it's Friday, right? So, anything else going on? Party tonight?
Yep.
All right, so Monk Money got a party tonight to do, man. Don't forget, check him out. You can check out the page on IG, man. It's Chef to Your Doorstep, dog. You can hit that contact button, and you can actually get a quote for your own services, dog. So you got catering and concierge service, which just means he will come to your crib and cook your shit up right in the motherfucking kitchen. It's got to be a clean kitchen, though. Yeah. Hey, it's gotta be a clean kitchen.
Fuck with my dog, man.
Yeah, for sure. So hit him up, contact the dog for quotes to see how much it costs. Especially with Valentine's Day coming up, make sure you contact him, dog. Get Valentine's Day for you and yours.
You gonna have Valentine's Day specials or with the business?
Maybe.
Yeah, possibly. I think they was talking about it. Yeah. And it's gonna be they was looking at what was the options for like drop off too. So like for people who don't really want you all in the kitchen, then like, you know, some straight chef you to your doorstep
y'all,
for real.
Y'all do that shit right, man. Don't clown my nigga. Everybody can't call that motherfucking one every meal at 5 o'clock.
Right. Right, go out the street.
But Jeffrey Osborne said he's only human.
Jeffrey Osborne.
Jeffrey Osborne, that's the thing that's
I guess. I can only take your word for it because I honestly don't know, bro.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
what said Jeffrey Osborne.
Do my man right, man. Hook him up on, you know, support my man on motherfucking Valentine's Day for those who don't want to cook.
For sure.
We're not saying you can't cook, but support my man. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Because
y'all be up there at Easy Street Saloon eating this shit. Man. You know what I mean?
So, and it just
give
y'all
my man on motherfucking Valentine's Day.
It give y'all a chance to chill.
Appreciate the love. Appreciate the love.
Yeah, and this is like I want to say that. Valentine's Day on a Sunday, so it gives you a chance to chill, like, so you don't have to cook, and you can make that like into, you know, a little event or whatever. It's just like going out, just not going out and shit.
Y'all got the info.
Yeah,
yeah, I said it.
What?
I said it, Jeffrey. Yeah, they was talking about that,
Jeffrey.
I said it, but yeah, man,
Jeffrey. Though, remember, get him to the Greek. He was taking them Jeffreys. Them niggas was high as fuck. What?
Y'all got the info. Hit that nigga up early. Make an appointment. You know what I mean? Make an appointment so my man can be prepared. And, you know, y'all can get y'all food on time.
For sure.
Nice and hot and this, that, and other, man. Yeah. Support my man, dog.
No doubt, dog.
Appreciate it, yeah.
For sure, man. On that note, dog, we go get up out of here. Don't forget to hit that link in the description, or if you want to hit the Cash App, man, E-Block Radio Podcast, man. We are taking all donations from 50 cent to $50 million. We will take all that shit. Oh man, Scoob just checked in. What up, though? Shots with Scoob in the building. Yeah, so we're going to slide up out of here, man. It is Friday, so whatever you're going to do this weekend, man, make sure that you do arrive alive, man. Till the next time, you already know what it is. Live is Cloud Radio Show on the planet
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. I got my man Angry Man in the building.
Hey, man, y'all motherfuckers stop being social media jealous, man.
My man Monk Money holding it now.
You see, I ain't say shit because I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Peace out, y'all.
Holla at your love on phone.
Yeah.
Red's on me. Yeah.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.